This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Margo Georgiadis. How are you, Margo?
I'm great, Robert. Thanks for having me.
And Margo is CEO of Ancestry.com. Let's talk about the company, what it is, but let's talk about it in the context of today.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ancestry is a deeply human-centered company. It's a 30-year-old franchise that's spent its entire mission around using science, content, and technology to enable journeys of personal discovery. And we're the global leader in two really important personal discovery areas: family history, where we have millions of subscribers that can find, preserve, and share their family story in a really deep and vibrant community. And we're the leader in consumer genomics globally, with a network of over 16 million people where they can not just explore their ancestry and make connections with relatives alive today, but they can also start on a really important journey understanding how their genetics impacts their health.
So when this arrived, you probably saw, as you said, your people are confused and they're looking and are they going more or less to your website? What did you see happening during COVID?
Yeah, COVID's been an amazing moment for us as a company and really reinforced, I think, what we all feel at home every day, this sense of really thinking about what's important in our lives and reconnecting with our families. And this journey of understanding your family story, it's innate within all of us, that curiosity to understand. You've been told stories, but you know they're blanks about who these people were, how they lived, and what it means to your life. And so what we're finding is a huge upswing in the number of people coming to our site. So we could almost track what was happening in humanity across the world. We saw in the middle of March, the usage of the site come down as everyone was really, really worried about their families and food and, you know, supplies in their home. And then by the end of March and in all the way through April and continuing, is a huge growth in the number of people going on this family history journey. We added more DNA communities so people could go deeper and find more richness in their story. We quickly mobilized to set up education at home. And so we are now live streaming with all of our professional genealogists. We have over 150 of them around the world. And we're live streaming for the expert researchers classes throughout the week as people are having more time at home. But we're also offering programs for people that are just getting started, so that they really understand how to use all the power and the tools in our platform. The other piece that's been really important to us as a company, which I think is important to every company right now, is what is our authentic way to truly be part of this community in a moment where every one of us is feeling our humanity and our values challenged. And for us, we thought deeply about what could we do as a company to contribute. And we thought about the fact that families are now at home trying to educate their children. And so we have a comprehensive K through 12 history curriculum that enables children to go and explore history through their own personal experience. So it makes it much more powerful. So we made all those K through 12 lesson plans available for free to all parents and educators.
How it sounds like incredible agility. So how do you turn around and make something like that happen? You know, and everyone's working remotely in your company too.
It was incredible. I think as all CEOs are doing right now, we're reflecting on, thank goodness for all those business continuity plans that we did. You know, I can remember our whole team sitting in a giant room and doing what if scenarios if different things had happened. And now it's actually happened. We had to overnight move our entire business to working from home. And I felt like our company did not skip a beat. It certainly helps to be more of an internet-oriented company where all of our business is in the cloud. But our teams are really collaborating better than ever. But we're a mission-driven company, and our mission is to empower journeys of personal discovery. And we said to ourselves, we have all these assets. What can we do in this time where everyone feels a sense of disconnection what can we do to inspire people and support their lives? So families with kids was super important to us. The other piece is a lot of people don't understand the craft, but they want to go and explore records. So we partnered with the National Archives Association to put millions, over 500 million free records out for everyone to be able to start their exploration. We also thought about the fact that as people are passing away, not just from COVID, but loved ones, right, are passing away, yet people are forbidden to gather and celebrate their lives. And we have free tools like We Remember that they can use to live stream a memorial service and or celebrate a loved one's lives who's lost. And so we just, across the company, looked inside of ourselves. The other big stream that we focus on is science for good, because our scientists are passionate about discoveries, and we have proprietary kits that we use for our DNA testing. COVID is an RNA test, but clearly having to use those swabs is much more difficult for healthcare workers than a direct-to-consumer or a spit opportunity. And so we've been collaborating with labs all over the country to try to find a way to optimize the use of saliva to do COVID and antibody testing. And then we, in addition, we said we have the largest genomics database in the world, and we have leaders such as the head of Stanford Medical School on our board. And we said to ourselves, wait a second, 60 million people, we could do the largest real-time genetic study with the largest group of consumers in the world. And so we launched a study a few weeks ago where we could comprehensively ask consumers who've been exposed to the virus and then be able to understand the genetic linkages between who's having a more adverse reaction than others. And we had, in just one email in a week, over 250,000 people and growing have joined this community that's providing these insights, which will be able to be mined by the leading edge institutions around the world to help find new pathways and discoveries that can help us fight this incredibly important disease.
Margo, I must say, in candidness, because I'm interviewing CEOs every day, I do not know any company I've spoken with who has done the innovations that you have, huge innovations. How do you, it sounds like you've galvanized your entire team of scientists, of everyone together. How do you do that? How do you get everyone to work together to come up with so many major, major changes and innovations? Incredible.
So for us at Ancestry, you know, as I said earlier, we're a mission-driven company, and for us, the beauty is in the blend. It's the combination of these leading-edge historians with these scientists, with these AI and machine learning experts, with these, and it's about how we always come together. Everything we do is about that blend. And I think we all stepped back and said, we're in this unique position of being a place of refuge for people, but we also have to do more than that. Not only do we have to keep our site up with more usage than ever, but we have a responsibility to really use our assets however we can. And I think the creativity is boundless when you unleash it within an organization. One of the most exciting things that's coming up for us is we really care about the celebration and ability to remember our fallen heroes. And we have Memorial Day coming up. And so our team dug deep and they said, wait a minute, no one's going to be able to have a Memorial Day parade. But yet it's the 75th anniversary of World War II, and the people of this nation, their memory is more important to celebrate now than ever, right? We're entering another world crisis. There's so much inspiration and learning that can come from triumph and hope of what happened in World War II. And so we've collaborated with the History Channel, the Wounded Warriors Project, and Vets, and a bunch of others. And we're going to put up a huge live stream parade of heroes on Memorial Day so that people can be really remembered and found. And we've arranged to have free access to all the military records, including the draft cards, so everyone can find their own personal connection to these important moments in history. And I think that's what leadership in companies is about. It's taking these moments and finding ways to create humanity for everyone and accessibility for everyone. And that's what we're about. How do we democratize the access to everyone's family story and to being able to have access to these inspirational moments and insights?
Well, it's so inspirational. It's obviously the perfect storm where people are at home and realizing the importance of celebration and of family. When we come back, Margo, we're going to talk more about post-pandemic. How should CEOs really be thinking about their companies post-pandemic so they can emerge stronger and build a greater global community? Back in a few.
Would you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions 06604 is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions 06604. Call us at 203-522-8801.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Robert Griesbach on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Margo Georgiadis, the CEO of Ancestry.com. It's really impressive what you're doing today, especially in this pandemic, and how you're bringing humanity back to the world. Talk about the role that Ancestry is playing.
You know, for me, this is, you know, such a difficult time for so many, and we are going to go through a really deep recession and a catastrophic moment. But at the same time, I do feel that this is a moment for inspiration and finding a new wave of humanity, because the whole world is in this together. There's never been a moment in our lifetime where literally the entire world is facing the same challenge, and it doesn't discriminate, right? Everyone's impacted. And I think we're seeing new forms of collaboration emerge that were not happening before. Who would have thought that Google and Apple would collaborate on an app, right, for traceability? That just wouldn't happen. Government and the private sector coming together to mobilize testing, you know, science and technology coming together to understand new applications for AI. Across the science community, there are more vaccines that have been developed for COVID in just the last few months than were developed for the last major virus in 18 months, like 10x more. So I think we're seeing an outpouring of creativity, and I think that's shown people the power from collaboration and thinking differently. And I think we can reimagine everything we're doing as leaders in what I believe will be truly a new normal, and also a moment where I think we all are having a sense of gratitude, right, about what we have, not what we don't. And we can really think individually and collectively about, you know, how we want to lead and what's important to us as leaders. And so, you know, if I step back and I think about, as a CEO, you know, what will I take away from this, right? There's the tactical bits, right? An absolute new appreciation for scenario planning, right? And doing those extreme cases and making sure that you know your business continuity steps. And I think risk management will take on a whole new, you know, layer of insight. But I also think leaders are going to think fundamentally different, I hope, about their business and societal impact and responsibilities. There's no reason that we can't have great businesses, but also do things that are really good. And the importance of our community, both within our own employees and how we connect with them at a deeply human and authentic level, and make sure that we maintain that conversation. Because I think we're all saying as companies, this has to be a two-way conversation. Employees have fears, they have anxieties and concerns, and they also want to be part of something bigger and feel like what they do matters. I think our communities of consumers are people, right? They care about the companies that they do business with and the brands and what they stand for. And I think this is a moment where CEOs have to dig deep and really say, what does your company really stand for? Why do you exist? Why should consumers care and choose you? And I think coming out on the other side of this, consumers are going to really begin to select the companies that they truly believe offer great things for them and that they are proud to affiliate, and the companies that they felt sort of sat on the fences and didn't do everything they could. And I think that's going to be a wake-up call, you know, for a lot of companies.
And that really is exciting when you talk about a new world with humanity and authenticity in it. And so I want to shift to a different topic. So one of the most important things to me in business, where we're really falling short as society, is the number of Fortune 500 women CEOs. And I've been writing about this. I'm on Women Business Collaborative Board, as you know, and I didn't want to take on more boards. It's so important. So you've had the experience. You've been CEO of Mattel. You were president of Google of the Americas. You're now CEO of Ancestry.com. What advice do you have to women? And also, what advice do you have to men and society of what we need to do to become a better global community?
So I think for all of us, what we really care about in business is inclusivity, because with a wide range of perspectives, I think we all believe as leaders we get to better answers. And that can be all kinds of diversity. But women, obviously, as 50% of the workforce, you know, clearly have the opportunity to contribute. There's lots of great data that's been written about companies that have more diverse boards, more diverse leadership teams outperform those that don't, because they're able to bring a wider range of perspectives and styles and approaches into the room. And, you know, for me personally, you know, the choices I made, I loved working at Google, one of the most amazing companies, you know, of our lifetime. But it was my daughter who said to me, Mom, if you keep getting offers to be CEOs places, if leaders like you aren't willing to go and take those risks, then we're never going to change the numbers.
Well, and so for me, how old was she at the time?
You know, she was just getting out of college, and she really challenged me to say, Mom, you can. You've already had a successful career. Find a business that you're equally passionate about. And for me, it was, you know, STEM and kids education. How could I reimagine a traditional company? And, you know, that mission-driven component was super important to me, whether it's Mattel or Ancestry. And so I do think, you know, women have to be willing to take those risks. And it's hard because we are the caregivers often of our children and our parents. We have a broader sense of responsibility and we're trying to juggle all those things. And I think we have to encourage actively each other to take those risks and be willing to put ourselves into those opportunities. In addition, I think we have to really look as leaders at succession plans. If a company is looking at your leadership, you're going to know whether or not you're ever going to be able to improve your diversity levels. Look at the top two candidates for every senior job in your company and ask yourself, what is the percentage of women on that list? And if you look at that, whether it's now or in 3 or 4 years, if you don't have significant women in the top two positions for every job, we will not change this problem. In addition, I think we as leaders, all of us, and myself, I dedicate a lot of my time to this, we need to mentor and support and coach people in this transition. You know, CEO is a lonely job, and people have to mentally prepare themselves for what is going to happen when you transition there. So both in making the choice, but after the choice, be willing to support women in those roles. I certainly have enormously benefited personally from a strong mentorship network of other CEOs and leaders that I admire. And I think through those two mechanisms, succession planning, encouraging women and truly mentoring them to make these choices, to take those risks, will enable us to change what's happening.
On that inspirational note, I could tell Ancestry must be your dream job because you are truly in a position to help humanity, to help celebrations. You are the one CEO, Ancestry.com. I don't have to ask what is your website because everyone knows it. on that note, I do want to say our time is up, but I urge everyone, go to Ancestry.com, connect with your past, connect with other people, and there are so many different resources that you could use. Great having you on the CEO show, Martha.
Thank you so much, Robert.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Breeson. Welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Steve Matheson. How are you, Steve?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
And Steve is the CEO of DTN, And what's interesting is there are a lot of technology companies, but through an acquisition, you are actually now the largest private weather organization in the entire world, correct?
That is our belief. There are a lot of weather companies out there, but we're one of the few that has a real global footprint.
And you've about 1,200 employees, about 180 locations globally. Talk about really what DTN does and why weather is relevant.
Sure. So DTN's been around for quite a while, been in weather for quite a while in different ways. But really what we're excited about is the opportunity in weather is really shifting now from trying to have an accurate forecast of will it rain next week, will it snow on Tuesday, that kind of thing, to getting much more actionable about what do you do based on what the weather is actually going to do for you. So we're getting more and more involved in really trying to do decision support systems. I think there's just tremendous opportunity for really, you know, everybody out there, lots of these businesses to make smarter decisions, make them faster, figure out how to actually improve their business. And I can talk about a couple examples if that's interesting, just to give people a sense.
Well, totally. As a matter of fact, I'm just thinking, I know one of your clients is Royal Caribbean. So as we look at business today, also NCAA, PGA, these are businesses that are impacted significantly. How is weather tie into that?
Yeah. So, luckily, we have a really diverse portfolio where we serve 8 different verticals. So as you point out, the sports and events space, which is a great business for us, is obviously not raging right at the moment. You know, and so what we do varies by the kind of vertical we're in. So they're a lot like, you know, say PGA or some of the other sporting events, concerts, where you have a lot of people in one place. Many cases they're outdoors. You have to keep that, you know, the issue is really around safety and how do you make sure that people are going to be protected and you're making the right decisions. You understand how that's going to work. Because you know, that's really important for all of these companies. And we do a lot of that. And really the fun part is it isn't just here's your weather forecast. We support those folks. So say PGA Tour, we're on site. So we have, if there's going to be lightning in the area or it's going to rain, you know, we work with the tour to help figure out what decisions you need to make. And are there opportunities to shift the schedule? When do you want to call things? How do you do that as early as possible? Which, you know, generally in most of these decisions, the earlier you make the decision, the less money, you know, is involved. Things like Royal Caribbean, obviously we're not helping them with COVID right now. That's a bit outside our control. You know, what we help them with is things like, they, you know, a number of the cruise lines have had issues where they put ships in the wrong places and, you know, with heavy seas, storms, et cetera, people can get injured. The ships are actually pretty sturdy, but, you know, if those things start moving around, customers, A, very unhappy with you, and B, you know, people can get injured. And so a good example from Royal Caribbean is they talked about, we helped them with one of the hurricanes that came in on how to remap all the cruises, right? So if you know there's a hurricane coming in a week, you don't want to fill up a ship and head off right in the middle of it. So how do you route, how do you change the routing so you're going to different destinations, you cancel some cruises, you reaccommodate people? And the interesting stat that they've shared with us, and, you know, hopefully they're fine with me sharing it with you, is, first of all, since we've been working with them, they haven't put a ship in the wrong place. So that's a really powerful thing. And second, you know, even when you do it right with something like a hurricane, it's a big impact. You know, it's multi-tens of millions of dollars for them to reaccommodate people, change the itineraries, potentially cancel cruises. And that's when you get it all right. So in those cases, that's tens of millions of dollars well spent. But, you know, there's obviously a lot of issue if you make those calls and you change the cruises, you cancel people's cruises, and then it's nice and sunny and you didn't need to do that, that's a real problem. And if you don't believe the forecast and you send the ship out anyway right into the middle of a hurricane, you know, that's also a really big problem and has a lot of impact on them. So it's a good example of, you know, really for them, that's very integral to their decision making. Similar things that we like to do, we work with big shipping companies around how to route the ships across the ocean in a way that reduces fuel usage.
Probably of oil companies as well. I mean,
all kinds of companies. This is a space I don't mention the names, but the you know, if you can reduce the fuel bill, that's the number one cost for a lot of these companies. And there's currents, there's storms, there's all these things, and we can help them do that better and more effectively. Similarly, airlines, we do a lot with airplanes around. We have all kinds of interesting models for flight turbulence. So nobody likes turbulence. And so, you know, you can route airplanes around it, particularly private jets. So some of your audience may be on private jets. We're actually tied into the navigation system to kind of route them dynamically around turbulence in flight. With the airlines, at least in the U.S., they're a little more stuck to particular paths. But being warned in advance in time to get people buckled in, flight attendants down, makes a big difference over people getting injured. And it is not – the fun part of our business, part of why I like it so much, is it is not good for any cruise line if any cruise ship ends up coming back into port and the press is all over it around how people got injured and there's video floating around YouTube of, you know, the ship pitching around and everything going nuts. Same thing with turbulence on airplanes. You know, if you have any of these planes land with injured flight attendants and passengers, that's not good for airlines in general. So the fun thing is actually a lot of our clients help connect us with other customers in their industry because everybody wins if you do this correctly. It is not, it's a bit of a competitive differentiator in some areas, but largely it's better for everybody if you do this well and you don't have these bad outcomes.
So you really did a pivot and change your leadership strategy during COVID-19 and this crisis. Talk about what specifically you're doing in healthcare.
Sure. Well, we're doing a couple of things. The healthcare one's a fun one, which is we're, as a weather company, you look at how do we help on COVID-19. And we actually did have some discussions with folks. There's been this whole topic of weather and humidity being a factor on transmission. So we've actually been talking to some folks around whether we can help on that. But that didn't look fast enough for really us to feel like we were contributing back to folks. And I have a real, I've always had a real bias that if you're going to help on give back, you know, nonprofits, et cetera, it's really exciting if we can use our capabilities as a business to do that rather than just, you know, do charity things, which is fine to do, but I like to really kind of use what we do to help. And so one of the ideas we had, we started seeing all these tent hospitals being built, portable hospitals, et cetera. And as everybody can imagine, one of the famous ones is they built a tent hospital in Grand Central Park in New York. A tent hospital is suddenly much more exposed to the weather than a normal hospital. And what the team was able to do really quickly is build some tools that they thought would be helpful for hospitals who are building these mobile and less protected hospital setups and get those out there quickly. And you know, obviously it's hospitals, it's time of crisis, so we did it for free because we want to make sure we're arming those folks with the best information possible, because the last thing you want if you're dealing with a bunch of sick people and trying to help is to have your tent blow down on you. So it's a good example, like we've been talking of, if you know in advance what's going to happen, then you can make smarter decisions. And it's been really fun. We're one of the few people who could do that globally, which we built. And we've gotten a pretty good take-up from a number of hospitals. And obviously weather's not top of mind, but we got a real pickup. There was some tornado activity across the Midwest, and a lot of folks who were using it found it helpful, and some folks who hadn't been using it signed up immediately once they started to get reminded that the weather hasn't gone away just because there's another crisis.
I'm guessing that I just go to my iPhone and I look at weather, and there's some accuracy there, but it sounds like all of the businesses you deal with, it can if they get it wrong, it can significantly impact their reputation and cause extraordinary amount of dollars, or they could save dollars, be it from how they transport and saving fuel. So how do you get it? That's correct, right?
Oh, yes.
And you've 2 minutes until we take a break. What is the secret with getting the weather right? I know you're a predictive analytics guy back from BCG and everything.
Well, look, weather's fun for me as a data and analytics guy because it is – it was big data long before there was big data. So weather modeling is taking enormous amounts of data, things like machine learning, all those techniques to really figure out how do you piece those apart and understand cause and effect.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We speak with the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Steve Matheson, the CEO of DTN, the largest private weather organization in the world, and we've learned a lot about weather. When we come back from break, we're going to talk about the interesting work you're doing in healthcare in COVID-19 and the significant role that weather plays. Back in a few.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade. Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Steve Matheson, the CEO of DTN. We've been talking about weather, and they are the world's largest privately held weather organization in the world. So it certainly sounds like you're doing important work, and you know you're jumping in as everyone's doing, rolling up your sleeves.
Well, we're doing the best we can, and you know our part is unfortunately fairly small because this is a little odd, so we're not in the healthcare space, but. It's good to do what we can.
So let's talk about the concept of innovation. That's really been the common thread throughout your whole career. What are your insights on innovation, how it works, and how it's relevant in times like these? And then let's even talk post-pandemic, the role of innovation. As I see, any crisis you go through, you emerge with, we will emerge with, fantastic technology advances. There will be tons of deaths and economic havoc, but incredible technology growth, incredible healthcare growth. Talk about the whole concept of innovation.
Yeah. So innovation is really important. I think it's the lifeblood of any successful company. Obviously, you have to run operations right, and you have to be focused on costs and things like that. But if you don't have innovation, you don't have revenue growth, you don't engage your team, and it's very hard to build the kind of company that we all want to work for. So really a huge fan of trying to think about how you build innovation, particularly how you unlock innovation. So look, I'm under no illusions. I'm not Steve Jobs. I'm not sort of, you know, the solo genius who's going to figure it all out. What I've spent a lot of time in my career doing is how do you get the team to think bigger and unlock a lot of the knowledge inside the team? So DTN is a good example of a company with a lot of subject matter expertise. We have something like 300 meteorologists worldwide. We have experts in, you know, agriculture, utilities, all these areas that we do work in. But the trick is two things. One is often experts tend to think very much about the thing they're focused on. So everybody kind of looks narrowly at their little piece. And you got generally, in my mind, innovation happens when people work cross-functional. And you get multiple people exposed, and you start thinking about how to mix and match different pieces together. And my team's tired of it, but I love using the old Hershey line of, you know, your chocolate, my peanut butter, you know, because a lot of us grew up with some of those ads on TV. And it is a lot of how innovation works, is really kind of thinking about how you could combine two things that you know how to do in a way that's different and really solves a need. And particularly for DTN and a lot of the companies that I've led over the years has been their businesses that were sort of neglected parts of big companies. So most recently DTN was part of Schneider Electric, which is a great company, huge, but this was a very small business unit, was a little different than the rest of the business. And so, you know, they didn't get a lot of attention and love and, you know, whether it's true or not, I wasn't there. The team sort of in their heads internalized, you know, we're not supposed to spend money. We're not supposed to innovate. We're not supposed to sort of think big because, you know, that's not our role. And my guidance to everybody and working through them is, no, you have to think big. Let's unleash everybody's inner entrepreneur and really allow them to kind of think about what we could do with the kind of capabilities we have. And that's been really fun. And some of that is building, you know, I brought in some new people because I inherited a team that had some gaps. But I haven't replaced too much of the team. You know, I like to be able to draw out from the team you have a lot of their capabilities. And I think it's only fair coming into a business new, I've been at DTAN about 9 months now. You got to give people a chance to show you what they can do. And if they can't get it done, fair enough. But I'm not a fan, and I know some other folks are, of when you come into a business, essentially just fire everybody and start over. Because, you know, the idea is if you can you can leverage that history and the subject matter expertise with some new thinking, you know, you can really unlock a ton of innovation more quickly. And so that's really my job.
Let's talk about an innovation, a recent one at DTN that you're personally proudest of. And I like your concept of taking two disparate ideas and putting them together to create something new. So what's an example of the innovation
yeah.
that you're proudest of?
So a fun example on that is we have for a while been doing very targeted weather, you know, so particular locations, because that's very important for our customers. So one of the things that we started doing over the last 9 months that's really powerful is trying to be much more predictive. So one of the tools we built is called Storm Impact Analytics. And as an example, we do this with utilities. And so we get the historical average data from the utility in. We take our historical weather data, use machine learning to connect those two, and then we can roll that forward in a predictive way and say, okay, you have a hurricane or a ice storm or a tornado or whatever it is approaching your service territory. What's going to happen? You know, what kind of outages should we expect? And what, you know, so therefore you can start planning in advance. So, I currently am based in Florida and we get a lot of hurricanes. And so hurricanes are a great example. You know, they're coming and you have a decision as utility. Do I bring in crews from other states to help repair the lines post storm? And you have to sort of be able to size, do I need to borrow 10 crews from other utilities or 100 crews from other utilities? And then you have to pay those crews once you have them, whether you use them or not. And so you have to be able to make real good decisions around what kind of outages, where are those outages likely to be. And the thing that we're starting to get into, which I'm, I think is really fun, is we also know where the hospitals and the nursing homes and the other stuff are, right, because those are known geographic points. And you can start looking at, okay, so if this storm hits and we get this power outage, there's a nursing home there, and help the governor, FEMA, everybody else think about how to deal with that quickly. As you know, we had a storm in Florida a couple years ago, and a bunch of people died in a nursing home because they lost power, the air conditioning went out, and you know, kind of, it's a good example of before the power goes out, before you're in the middle of it, it's actually fairly easy to do contingency planning and to try and think about those issues. If you wait until the power's out and everything's a mess, it gets a lot harder. And so that idea of being proactive, predictive, and allowing people to make those decisions in advance and be forewarned is key.
And there you have it. Steve, what you've learned from Steve Matheson, CEO of DTN, is that weather has significant impact on all types of economics, on your P&L, bigger than I had originally anticipated. What is DTN's website?
DTN.com.
Could have guessed that one. Well, a pleasure having you on the show, Steve, and continue to do your great work with hospitals and with all types of industries. Congratulations.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.